Hi, everyone. I'm Brett McCray on the Northern Ag Network. This is your Dakota West Ag News. USDA has confirmed an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle in 8 states, including South Dakota. Dr. Beth Thompson, South Dakota state veterinarian, talks about a number of the common signs of the infection that dairy producers should watch for.
So it's decreased milk production, abnormal milk, and the cow might dry off early. There might be a fever. The cow is going to have a decreased feed consumption. Her rumen's going to slow down. Well, she's not eating, so her rumen's going to slow down. And then on the back end, so to speak, she's going to have either diarrhea or a change in the manure consistency. There have been a few talk about maybe a nasal discharge, but this virus in dairy doesn't seem to be causing respiratory issues. The virus is really going for the mammary tissue, and we're finding it in the milk.
The onset of the disease seems to happen quickly. The good news is that HPAI can be treated and appears to be very low mortality among sick animals.
My understanding, I haven't seen the data, but it can be treated. Dairies, they've got hands-on, eyes-on dairy cattle every day a couple of times when they come through the milking parlor. So generally speaking, the dairy will pull her off and put her in the sick pen, give her supportive care, give her fluids, make sure she's eating, maybe give her some boluses. She'll come back around a couple weeks, a little bit more, she'll come back. It's my understanding that these dairy cows, for the most part, are coming back into production. There have been a few mortalities, but nothing significant at all.
We're back with more after this.
Calling all Montana Dakota growers. Are you looking for a profitable addition for your farm that delivers value beyond yield? The new Seed Omega 3 Canola Production System offers you marketing certainty with 100% guaranteed delivery and a full Act of God clause. Premium contracts include unmatched grower incentives, first-in-class agronomy support, and free on-farm pickup after harvest. Ready to hear about additional producer benefits? Become a new Seed Omega 3 Canola grower today. Call Mike at 701-818-2375.
Producers want the best genetics and purest fields to ensure they're making the most of their input dollars. Certified seed means you're not wasting time, fertilizer, fuel, and insurance on a crop that won't make the grade. Proper inputs make for a good crop, but seed is the only input that can get you more than higher yields. Certified seed provides assurance you're getting the variety you want and the best chance to enhance inputs. Remember, with certified seed, you're certain of the quality. Brought to you by the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association.
Bovine influenza A virus has now been detected in dairy cattle in 8 states, including South Dakota. While this is the first official cases of the disease in dairy cattle, South Dakota state veterinarian Dr. Beth Thompson says that it's not uncommon for a virus like highly pathogenic avian influenza to jump between species.
It's not all that common, but we are talking about influenza, and that's a virus. Viruses are smart. They will adapt if they don't find enough hosts or their host isn't providing a home for them. Viruses will get into a host and then start replicating. That's what viruses do. Now, why this virus is now being found in dairy, I go down the road of we've got so much environmental contamination out there with the wild waterfowl and other wildlife.
She says protecting dairy herds from wild birds can be a big challenge.
Cleaning up feed spills, making sure there's no ponds around that the wild birds might congregate around. Just a couple of the examples of things that farmers can be doing.
I'm Brett McCray, Northern Ag Network.